Hi again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Talking today about audio as opposed to TV. You know, here it is, early May, and podcasting's been around since November of last year, and already people are talking about vidcasting. And they're all excited about it. They're thinking that's the hot new thing, and it reminds me of an argument I used to have a lot of times when I was doing community radio back in the early 70s, and people would say, oh, Mikey, you should get in on this community television, community access TV stuff that's going on. It's the cool new thing. And I used to say, heck no. And the reason I said heck no then is the same that I'm going to say heck no now to vidcasting. I don't think video is a real good community medium. I think it's a great medium for all kinds of things. Don't get me wrong, but for community people telling their own stories and doing their own thing, I really don't think video is nearly as good as audio, and so I've always stuck to radio and audio, and I'll stick to podcasting this time as well. There's a couple of reasons why. One is it's a lot easier to produce audio than it is to produce video. And if your goal is to help people tell their own stories, that's really important. First of all, because these programs can be produced by one person, as opposed to a video thing, which is basically an organizing job in and of itself. You really have to have a whole gaggle of folks to do video. You have to, you know, actors and actresses out in front of the camera, and people behind the cameras, and lights and makeup and sound and all that kind of stuff. And the reason you need that is because it has to be a comparable production quality to the video that people see on the other channels, or they won't watch it because it'll be distracting. The video production quality will be so bad that whatever message you are trying to get through will be diluted by the fact that, you know, the stuff that you're putting on the air looks so bad. The nice thing about audio is that one person can do it, and when they do it, they can have production values that are awfully close to the commercial production values that you hear on network radio, either NPR or commercial radio. And so it's a lower threshold to get across if you're trying to produce a message that's going to be important to a community. And this is something that you either do yourself, or it may be that you want to teach people in the community how to do this. And again, because it's easier to produce, audio is a lot more effective for community kinds of media, because it's a lot easier to teach people how to do it. One of the big debates going on right now in the podcasting world is the debate about how hard it is to do this stuff, and my comeback to that is that it's a lot easier to do podcasts than it was to teach people how to do radio back in the 70s. I mean, in addition to doing all the audio, we had to teach people how to run a radio station in order to get them to the point where they could get a license. Clearly, podcasting's a lot easier than that, plus the tools are a lot better. I've ranted on other podcasts about programs like Audacity, for example, that are fabulous mixing and post-processing tools that you just couldn't get that stuff back in the 70s. You had to do everything on tape, and you had razor blades if you needed to edit stuff. You had to cut the tape and glue it back together. It was just way harder. So anyway, being easy to produce is one reason why I think audio is a great medium for community media. The other thing is that audio is a lot easier to consume than video, partly because the files are a lot smaller. It's going to be a lot easier for people to download them. And more importantly, because audio is a medium that you can consume while you're doing something else, unlike video, which pretty much sucks you in. At least it sucks me in. I become a little zombie on the couch and don't do much of anything except watch TV. And TV doesn't leave very much to the imagination, whereas audio leaves all kinds of things to the imagination. For example, You probably don't know what I look like. You certainly don't know what I look like right now. You have to sort of make that up in your head. And that gets me to the final reason why I like audio better, and that is that it's a great way to tell stories. It's a much better storytelling medium, I think, than video, because it leaves plenty of room for your imagination, the listener's imagination, to sort of fill in the gaps. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.